Hello everyone, welcome to our Daily Manna. In our life, as we traverse and live every day, there are things that we know and understand that we can actually appeal towards our God. We know who our God is, but there are times that we easily turn to the things that we have physically. It could be the possessions that we have, the money that we possess, or it could also be the relationships that we have with the people around us. But you see, there are times when problematic situations would arise. It's easy for us to go after these little gods that we have, instead of actually going towards our God who is powerful and gracious. But you see, even in this situation that I am trying to pertain to all of you, this is not foreign for us. Because these things had already happened and occurred in the Bible years back, especially during the time of Moses. And time again, God will prove that He is more powerful, stronger than any of the things that we consider as little gods in our life. And so today, I want to invite you to open your Bibles with me in the book of Exodus, chapter 7, verses 15 to 17. The word of the Lord says, "Go to Pharaoh in the morning, as he is going out to the water. Stand on the bank of the Nile to meet him, and take in your hand the staff that turned into a serpent. And you shall say to him, 'The Lord, the God of the Hebrews, sent me to you, saying, Let my people go, that they may serve me in the wilderness. But so far you have not obeyed. Thus says the Lord, by this you shall know that I am the Lord. Behold, with the staff that is in my hand, I will strike the water that is in the Nile, and it shall turn into blood.'" May the good Lord bless the reading of His word. You see, the miracles that God performed during this time was actually the 10 plagues that He sent in Egypt. And this was actually to make His power known, to make His glory known, that He is actually the one true God, and prove Pharaoh that He is the God over His creation. But see, during this time, the message of God to Pharaoh was to let my people go, because during that time, His people, the Israelites, the Hebrews, were oppressed and they became slaves in the land in Egypt. But the first three plagues here went like this. The first one was the water turned into blood in the Nile River. Then frogs swarmed over Egypt. And thirdly, gnats covered the whole nation. But if we're going to assess everything that has happened here, we would actually see that the reason why God sent all of these plagues, especially this tree, was to show and display who He is and His power. And so during this time, a lot of His people would just think that this God is not true. Moses was just performing magic. And so they tried to imitate that. They tried to imitate those things that Moses was performing through the power of God. And if there are two things that I want to emphasize about what we can learn, is that number one, people would tend to rely on people and look at them as gods and idols in their life. And you know what? Particularly, these are not only people, but it could also be the things that we have, the things that we possess, or, you know, earthly things that we have. And that's why in Exodus 7, 21 to 22, it says here, "And the fish in the Nile died, and the Nile stank, so that the Egyptians could not drink water from the Nile. There was blood throughout all the land of Egypt, but the magicians of Egypt did the same by their secret arts. So Pharaoh's heart remained hardened, and he would not listen to them, as the Lord had said." You see, in the first plague, God targeted the pride and joy of Egypt, and that was the Nile. And the river of Egypt was actually the source of their life, the source of their income, their trade. And for them, they actually, you know, get something out of the Nile, because that is their source of life. And so during this time, they worship several gods, especially in Egypt. But when God performed all of these things, God showed to the Egyptian and also to the Israelites, especially to Pharaoh, that He is the one true God. And in our lives today, there are actually times that we put our faith, security, and also identity in other things other than God. We try to put it in the money that we have, the possessions that we possess, in the, you know, job that gives us money and also salary. But as we look on these things are actually temporal. And what remains is that we have a one true God who is more powerful, stronger than anything that we can ever imagine. And you see, it is really true that there are times we tend to rely on the material things or on the temporal things that this world could offer. But time and time again, God would remind us. He reminded these people that He is the one true God and He is worthy of praise. And the second thing that I want you to understand is that there is the one true God. In Exodus 8, verses 18 to 19, it says here, "The magicians tried by their secret arts to produce nuts, but they could not. So there were nuts on man and beast. Then the magician said to Pharaoh, 'This is the finger of God.' But Pharaoh's heart was hardened and he would not listen to them, as the Lord had said." What happened during this time is when they tried to replicate what God performed, what God did during this time, and they could not. Hindi nila magawa. And so they concluded among themselves that this is the finger of God. They actually acknowledged that it is actually the God of Hebrew. And so looking at this verse, we can actually see that not a single human being can come close matching to the power of the one true God. Because you see, God's miracles, God's power is being displayed even in the moment where, you know, Pharaoh's heart was hardened, where his people tried to copy what God did. And I believe that even in our life, God still displays His miracles, His power, His strength, even in our own life. You see, if there is one thing that I want us to be reminded of and be ministered upon, is that if today we are relying on our possessions, on the money that we have, on the job that we work upon, let us be reminded that these are temporal things. And if there is one person that we need to put our faith and trust, that is God, our one true God who is worthy of praise, who is powerful, who is stronger than anything that we can actually imagine in life. And by that truth alone, we can know and understand that He is a God worthy to be praised. We can rely on Him because of His power. And that regardless of the problems, situations that we encounter in life, we would actually know that He is our God who is true, who is loving, and worthy of praise. So today, my brothers and sisters in Christ, if there are things that we consider as little gods or idols in our life, I may not know what that is, but I hope and pray that through this word, through God's word in our life, we would be reminded that we should not actually consider them as idols or gods, but let us allow God to be the God of our life, to reign over us, and to submit to Him in everything and in all things that we do and we possess in our life. Submit to Him and allow Him to be the God of your life. Allow me to pray for you. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for granting us this time and for reminding us that you are our God who is strong. You are our God who is powerful. You perform miracles. You have proven yourself, Lord God, worthy of praise and worship, even in the time of Moses, in the time of Pharaoh, Lord God, who oppressed the Israelites, the Hebrews back then. And even in our life today, Lord, thank you for reminding us that we can rely on you regardless of the things that we go through in life. Forgive us, Lord, if we have served multiple gods in our life. Maybe, Lord, it's the money, or it could be the possessions that we have, or we worry over the job that we have in our life. Forgive us. But thank you for reminding us that you are our God who is true and worthy of praise. You are our source of life. You are our source of everything. Continually minister to our hearts and allow us, Lord, to continually know you more. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. The Lord bless you.